Kapitalet, Yael Simon Tzadikala Halacha Beis to Halacha Yud Gimel. We're continuing with discussing medical situations. And just to quickly summarize, there's really three main categories. Is what's called Michush Be'al, where a person has a little bit of pain, but nothing serious. Then there's what's called Nafal HaMishkav, or Chodek HaGuf, which means that the Kapiskichus has a beautiful way of describing it. You can't function, you wouldn't be able to sit and daven. Or sit at the meal. So that's the equivalent to needing to be lied down. That's where there's much more leniency when it comes to medical things. And then, of course, when there's a danger, so then you could even do clear Chilul Shabbos in order to save a person, even if there's a chashash danger. Now we're discussing foods that people eat. Healthy people eat it. Even though your intention is to drink it or eat it because of medical reasons, that's permitted to be done because it's not nikkur, it's not recognizable that. Outwardly not recognizable that you're doing it for medical reasons. So therefore it's not included in the decree. And Piskachev has a delicious list of interesting foods when it comes to, let's say, almonds because a person has let's say has too much acid. Very interesting, all the different examples.
Other examples as a person, let's say, is taking prune juice in order to, because he has a really bad stomach. All these things are permitted. Honey and milk. A person has a difficulty with sore throats. So look at the list. It's a great medical list. I don't know if all the healthy people, the health experts would agree with all this. Then he discusses actually things that only, let's call vegetarians and people that are really into eating extremely healthy, let's put it that way. So that's not so simple, to the degree that when it comes to vitamins, there's a big debate if that's okay or not. Well, Moshe finds that someone that's healthy, not a problem to have vitamins, but others said not. So therefore, a person, certainly there's room to be lenient when a person, again, needs. Again, if a person's not well and is just having a little bit of an ache, that's when you're not allowed to take it. It's a little bit of a counterintuitive. When it comes to sleeping pills or emotional pills, all these types of things that one could be lenient with. Included in that is actually what's called these tzom kal and different things that make the fast easier if the fast is coming right afterwards or a person's on the diet. These things are permitted to be done. They're not really considered medical. You're not doing it because a person doesn't feel well. Emotionally, he's not feeling well. And that already it falls into the category of that second category where it's affecting his whole ability to function. When it comes to one of my favorites, I used to do this myself, is to take raw eggs in order to have your voice work better. I don't even know if it really works, but it's permitted to be done. Interesting. If someone has a stomach ache, so the halacha is, well, before the stomach ache, this is first go through in order. If the person has a toothache, so you're not allowed to gargle and do things that are clearly done, being done for medical reasons, but you're allowed to drink schnapps, vinegar, and these types of things, dip in vinegar, and even though it's going to indirectly heal your toothache, it's okay. Again, the exception is if a person's already feeling like he has to lie down and his functions, he can't function at all, so then there's much more room to be lenient. We're talking about in category number one. If a person's loins are hurt or he has different scabs and stuff that are itching him in his on his head and his so on his scalp. So the halacha is again in the old days they used to use oils, much more common to shmear oil. Today most people are not shmearing oils. So therefore it's more recognizable that it's done for medicinal reasons. So one's not allowed to do so unless it's already, like we said, category number two, where he's not being able to function. Someone is what's called goynech, he has a heartache. Now, if there's any possibility that it's a danger zone, of course, you can do, we said already, call Hatzalah, call the doctor, do whatever needs to be. Someone told me there's a, someone showed me on Shabbos that there's an app that a person, no matter where he is, he could, based on the insurance, could reach doctors. It's very interesting. In any case, this is a special case that the Gemara even discusses where a person has a certain heartache, and the best healing for such a person is to nurse directly from a goat. So most of us don't have goats in the backyard. But this would be permitted. Why? Because it's indirect. It's not the normal way to nurse. And since it's a person's in pain, Rabbanan, the rabbis, did not include that in the decree. Someone has a stomach ache, so there's an interesting, also medicinal way of healing. We don't do this today where they empty out a cup and put the cup on the stomach. Usually people don't do that. But what we do have is two things. Number one is the bottle that they fill up with hot water and boiling water. So that, again, if a person just has a little bit of a stomach ache, you really can't use it, but if otherwise it's okay. I think the Piscator actually was more lenient to this because even healthy people sometimes use it. And the other example that putting hot clothing, so much as if It's a beautiful tshuva about the electric blanket. I don't see it so commonly used. Maybe it's dangerous, I'm not sure. But halacha, you're allowed to use it, and it's not considered muktzeh because it's something you could use. The only thing you have to be concerned with is usually in the old days, I remember the ones we had, they have like levels. You have to make sure to cover the levels with possibility of making it higher or lower. If someone hurt his hand, his leg, so they used to try to, what's called semet b'yayin, basically put it in wine in order to keep the blood from flowing. So one is allowed to do it with wine, not with vinegar, because it's so strong. So then it's clear this done for refuah purposes. Again, we're not talking about a case where it's dangerous. If a person's very delicate, so his skin actually, even the wine is like vinegar, so it's also forbidden. If it's the back of his hand, the back of his leg, or something that was hit by metal, so Chazal felt that that was, this is already in time Chazal and Shulchan Aruch, that this is a danger zone, and therefore you could use anything you need to use. So again, this also would be different maybe today, depending on what really we consider a danger zone. When a person has an eye ache, so they used to have this medicinal trick to use spit before you ate anything. It's called the Roik Tafel. Very interesting. So you're not allowed to do that because it's clearly doing it for the medicinal reasons. But if someone just can't open his eye, so then you're allowed to, yeah, I saw you're also allowed to use that to wash your eyes out, certainly with water or with even tea. So tea is some way helps, especially if you have like gook in the eye and you can't open it. So these things are permitted. Someone has a stomach ache. I was mentioning this before. Someone has a real stomach ache and he wants to throw up. One's permitted to put a finger in his throat in order to cause himself to throw up. Any type of wound that there's no danger. So here we get into the world of band-aids. I just had this, my grandson hit his head and he had a cut and we need to put a butterfly, one of those band-aids. So the halacha is the following. It's very simple. The old type of band-aids usually had also like some types of ointment, and there was a very serious concern of memareach, spreading. We already discussed you can't spread some type of solid. So that would be a melacha, could be a melacha deraisa. So that's why there was such a concern that the kids were discussing putting these types of band-aids on. One would not be permitted to put band-aids on, even if it was there before and it fell off. So then it depends if it fell on the ground or it fell on something else. But when it comes to a regular band-aid, that's not a problem at all. The only concern is other concerns, sticking the two edges of the band-aid to each other. Because I wish I love medabik and teifel. It's best to put it on the skin itself. Also, different types of ties when it comes to more fancier band-aids. But in generally, when it's just done for the protection of not getting dirty, etc., it's permitted. So you have to be careful, actually, best not to use the medical, these they have the band-aids that have medicine on them, etc., ointment. That's much worse. When it comes to using a garment when blood is coming out, so the kids actually warns us not to use a red type of cloth. Now this, beautifully, the Shmir Shabbos Kechasa points out, doesn't apply anymore today. It used to be that people would prefer that it would strengthen the actual color of the garment, but that doesn't apply, obviously, today. People do not want it. Also, the kids have discussed is the idea of what he calls the Kurei Akavish. Very interesting. It's actually the spider webs. They used to, and I don't know research on this, but they used to use spider webs actually to heal and to put in wounds. I don't know what to know, but to use a non-Jew if you're going to use it. Now we're also speaking about blisters. So the famous sugi, those who remember in Maseches Ksuvos, making openings in order to get pus out, and A, because of pain, and B, when you're making a hole in a type of pimple, etc., many times part of that process of making that hole, keeping that hole open, is actually part of the healing process. Now, keeping that hole could be a real issur d'oraisa of either Makom B'Kadesh or Boinah. That's the sugi there in Maseches Ksuvos of Rendav Dalda, I think. But if you're just making a hole in order to, a person is in pain and is making a hole in order for the pus to come out, that's not a problem. As long as it's not pushing down in order for the pus and the blood and stuff to come out. And lastly, the kids who discuss is a very interesting medical situation called aftura. I don't know if familiar people are. Aftura is basically where a person has a hole in his arm and sometimes it gets clogged and he wants to open it. So here, let's say they used to put the kernels in order to make sure to keep it open. That would be a big no-no because of the idea that you're doing it in order to make that opening. But if you're just doing, let's say, putting a band-aid in order to keep it from getting infected, etc., so that everybody said is permitted, just that the person has to be careful not to push down, not to remove blood, not to adhere. Interestingly enough, getting blood and blood opening in order to get the blood and the infected parts moisture to come out is more of a concern, because it's different than the mosa pimples and stuff, because here it's actually mixed in, and therefore it's a problem of chabura. It's absorbed in the actual flesh itself. So if a person pushes down or does anything, it's considered a chabura. So a person certainly should ask, if you have a shayla, medical shayla, but if there's any time that there's a danger, one of the things that Kitza Pisgah Jewish points out, if sometimes there's a concern, especially when there's a fever, when there's a concern that sometimes an area that could be infected could actually go into the blood, etc., and really be a place of danger. So of course, in such cases, like we said, it could be Michal Shabbos for that. Have a beautiful day.